Welcome to Grow Team Day Number 5, where we're looking at the aspects of the church and illustrations of what the church is pictured as so that we can learn how to better be a part of that church and what we can do. We've looked at aspects like church is a body, church is a flock, church is a family, church is fire. And so today I want to look at another aspect of the church where we can be described as an army, a church of fighters, where we're part of God's army. So what does this mean for us? Well, the scripture I actually want to take from this from is James chapter 4 verse 7. And this word, this scripture doesn't actually mention the word army or the fact that we're fighters for God. It's this verse. It says simply, "So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil and he will flee from you." And you might think, oh, okay, yeah, the resist the devil, that's the part where we're going to fight. No, it's not actually that I've got this concept from. It says, so humble yourself, or you might say, so submit yourself or subject yourself to God. This word is called hupotasso in the Greek language, and it simply means to place yourself under or submit yourself under. But according to one of the Greek dictionaries, Thayer's Greek Dictionary, it says it's a Greek military term meaning to arrange troop divisions in a military fashion under the commander of a leader. In non-military use, then it was a voluntary attitude of giving in, cooperating, assuming responsibility, and carrying a burden. So it had a meaning that went beyond the army, but it was initially a term that was seen in an army, where a group of troops were arranged according to the military leader. And that's always struck me, that it's an interesting concept that we are to humble ourselves before God. And it's we as an army, a group of soldiers, a group of fighters, and yes, we do fight, not fight each other, not fight man. Our fight isn't against the people that we see and our boss at work and the government and we're not fighting against our neighbors. We're not fighting against our husband or our wife. We're not fighting against our kids. We are not fighting people. That is not what God called us to do. In fact, it's very true that in this verse it says, humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee. That's who we're fighting. We are fighting the devil. We're resisting him. In fact, there's a great passage in Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 13. It says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you might be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. Then it says very clearly, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world. In other words, our fight isn't against the people that we can see. It's against the spiritual forces that are coming against the plans of God. The devil and his demons are very real, and they influence and work in people's lives. They try and do everything they can to bring people into a place of rebellion against God that will bring people to their ultimate downfall and to their destruction. So we are withstanding the work of the devil. We are doing everything we can. And one of the ways we can do that is in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3 to 5. It says, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. So our fight isn't one of making someone submit in the human realm, you know, grabbing a gun and going out and fighting people. No, we are fighting against the ideas and the concepts and the ideologies that the enemy will try to trap people in. That's how the enemy got hold of Eve and then eventually Adam in the garden. He twisted their mind, their thinking, said, has God said, I can tell you a better way? He twisted their thinking. And so one of the things we need to do is say, we're fighting against those concepts and those thoughts, patterns, and those truths that the enemy is selling us as truth, when in fact they're lies. And so we fight and we use spiritual weapons to do that. We come against them in the power of our prayers, using the name of Jesus, the authority of the name, using the power of the word of God that has been spoken, by using things like the blood which has been shed by Jesus and is empowered us and set us apart unto God, and by that we overcome the work of the devil. So we are fighters. We are an army that fight against the devil and fight against the concepts and thoughts of the enemy that's trapping people and bringing them into destruction. But that very first verse that I said, we humble ourselves, we position ourselves. I want you to think and realize that no army is successful when every soldier does his own thing. One of the greatest things that they they train armies for, or the troops for, in an army, is that they will be obedient to the leaders, and so that as the leader gives a commandment, the army moves together, it functions together. Like we saw earlier in the week when we said that the body of that the church is a body, and each part does its role, and the hand doesn't say to the foot, I don't need you, and the eye doesn't say to the nose, I don't need you. We each need each other, and we each need to be doing our part. But as part of the body, we each need to be under the instruction of the head, and that Jesus needs to guide us. A body needs to function and flow together. Even though we do different tasks, we're all coordinated and working together. And the army of God works under the leadership and direction of God himself. If we're part of God's army, we also need to yield our own rights and our own ways to allow God to show us his ways and to teach us his path and to do things his way. And in doing that, we become an effective army. We become an army that works together because we are under the instruction of our heavenly Master. So that's the thought to today, is that we are an army, not just the fact that we're fighting, but the fact that as an army we are submitted and yielded to God's direction and God's leadership, and in doing that we become an effective army. That's the key, not just a group of people fighting against the enemy, but so uncoordinated that we fight against each other and we end up hurting ourselves. No, we are under God's direction, each part doing its role exactly as God has shared, and so that together we can work for his glory. So I want to just encourage you today to think about yourself as being part of God's army and think, Lord, where do you want me to serve? What do you want me to do? Rather than thinking, what would I like to do? Say to God, what would you like me to do? And say, yes, sir, whatever you need to be had done, yes, sir, quick and prompt obedience so I can get it done. That's part of being in his army. God bless.